Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Story of Stuff by Annie Leonard. Read by the author.
Introduction. Growing up in the green and luscious city of Seattle during the 1970s was idyllic, but the real joy came in the summertime, when my family and I piled our camping gear into the station wagon and headed for the stunning North Cascade Mountains. Since this was in the days before DVD players in the back seats, during the drive I would look out the window and study the landscape. Each year I noticed that the mini malls and houses reached a bit further, while the forests started a bit later and got a bit smaller. Where were my beloved forests going? I found my answer to that question some years later in New York City, of all places. The Barnard College campus, where I went for my environmental studies classes, was on West 116th Street on Manhattan's Upper West Side, and my dorm room was on West 110th Street. Every morning, I groggily trudged up those 6 blocks, staring at the mounds of garbage that line New York City's streets at dawn each day. 10 hours later, I walked back to my dorm along the emptied sidewalks. I was intrigued. I started poking around to see what was in those never-ending piles of trash. Guess what? It was mostly paper. Paper! That's where my trees were ending up. In fact, about 40% of municipal garbage in the United States is paper products. From the forests I knew in the Pacific Northwest, to the sidewalks of the Upper West Side, to where? My curiosity was sparked. I couldn't stop there. I needed to find out what happened after the paper disappeared from the curb. So I took a trip to the infamous Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island. Covering 4.6 square miles, Fresh Kills was one of the largest dumps in the world. When it was officially closed in 2001, some say the stinking mound was the largest man-made structure on the planet, its volume greater than that of the Great Wall of China, and its peaks 80 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty. I had never seen anything like Fresh Kills. I stood at its edge in absolute awe. As far as I could see, in every direction were trashed couches, appliances, cardboard boxes, apple cores, clothes, plastic bags, books, and tons of other stuff. You know how a gory car crash scene makes you want to turn away?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?